It's day two of the STM strike, and the Public Transit Agency is hoping to give riders a bit more clarity on what they can expect. Starting yesterday, some 2,400 maintenance workers at the STM walked off the job. CKUT spoke to Montrealers who were left stranded after missing the last train home from McGill Metro late Monday afternoon.
I did hear about it, but I didn't know it was starting today. Yeah, I was just hearing a lot of stuff in the speakers, and it just said it's closed right now, so it's a lot.
Carl told CKUT he just missed the last train to Longueuil. Instead of a 25-minute Metro ride, he faced an almost two-hour-long walk.
No, I was just trying to get back home, but I guess I'll just stay here for a little while until it opens back up. It's a lot, yeah. You can't live without this.
But I went to the front and people were just like shaking their head like, no, you gotta, you can't, there's no Metro. And I was like, okay.
Charlotte is a computer science student at McGill. She spoke to CKUT before starting what she said was a 40-minute walk home.
I'm in Neuilly, so like I could bike, but I'm having problems with my Bixi app, so I can't really bike right now either. So I might have to walk, but it's not impossible. It's like a nice day, so it's okay.
For the first 3 days of the strike, trains and buses are operating during three set periods. Morning and evening rush hour, and an additional late night shift.
I looked online and I thought I had to like 50 to take the Metro, but turns out, I guess it depends on the station, and I just missed it.
Under normal circumstances, the STM lists times for the first and last train to leave each station in any direction. But on Monday, riders could only see the times at which bus or Metro service would be operating or not, regardless of where they were along the line, telling them nothing about when service would start or, more importantly, end at each point along the route.
Like so many other people, at the station, you know, they knew about the strike, but they didn't know how it was going to affect them.
Parth said the confusion around the times left him stranded, having used his last Metro pass with no money in his account and no way to get home.
I will be needing a taxi. I will have to spend at least 50 bucks, which I don't have right now. So I'll try to arrange that money from a friend of mine if I can. But until then, I'm stuck here.
After Monday's confusion, the STM has now added the time of the last train from each station during each service period to its website. But after Wednesday, the schedule changes three more times again during the nine-day strike. On Thursday, the STM is at full regular service during its three peak times, and the rest of the time, it's still running, just at 50%. From Friday through Sunday, service is back to normal for the Grand Prix. Then on Monday and Tuesday, it's back to Thursday hours again. The schedule was agreed on by the union and the employer after Quebec's Labor Tribunal, the Tribunal Administratif du Travail, or TAT, rejected the union's earlier proposal for a one-day strike with full Metro closure. That was originally planned for May 25th. The TAT argued that some level of service was necessary throughout the day. But the solution, which is this changing nine-day strike, has proved challenging for users in its own right.
In a first world country like Canada, where we don't face any scarcity of resources, a lot of things could have been done. And, you know, not everyone has an eye open for these things, you know.
So what are transit workers on strike over? It's roughly 2,400 maintenance workers who are causing the current strike, though drivers have adopted a strike mandate of their own. Workers say the STM is trying to roll back protections against outsourcing labor, which has been a big push from the provincial CAC government since the fall and is already underway for Montreal's paratransit system. They also say the STM is asking for more evening and weekend work, and that with a competition from the construction sector, the Public Transit Agency will have an even harder time hiring maintenance workers if the STM's conditions are granted. Here's Bruno Genotte, president of the Maintenance Workers Union, speaking at a rally in May.
En ce moment, les banques de candidatures sont vides. Il y a quand même une pénurie qui est même ressentie à la STM. Donc, c'est sûr que la construction est très compétitive de nos jours au niveau tant salarial que des conditions de travail. Fait que les membres ne veulent pas de recul, ils veulent avancer avec la STM.
Workers also want higher wages. They're asking for a 25% increase over 5 years. The STM is offering 11. The Public Transit Agency refused to speak about the details of negotiations with CKUT, which have been ongoing for over a year. But Director Marie-Claude Léonard said in a statement, quote, "The SDM's financial situation means that we must ensure we are fair in our costs, and this must be reflected in the current collective agreement negotiations to respect the ability of our financial backers to pay." A little context to that statement. Like other public transit agencies in the province, the STM is facing major deficits. And Quebec says that after this year, they're no longer willing to cover those costs. Quebec Transport Minister Geneviève Guilbeault called for tougher tactics at the bargaining table and more privatization at a press conference last November.
We have to erase this fear that private is not good. Private can be good, and in other countries they do that also. So this is good for the Quebecers, because my obsession is that the Quebecers, they get better services, and for each dollar invested, they get more services.
Meanwhile, commuters say they just want the strike resolved and the service they rely on back up and running.
It makes sense, like, good for them to go on strike, and like, they're super important to, like, clearly the functioning of everybody's lives to get anywhere. So I hope they get what they're asking for, please, because we need them.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bigel, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative, with additional files from Hilario Del Garcio Maridor.